We're now beginning Perek Vav of Negoyim, Mishnah Yisalaf and Beis. Most of the Perek deals with configurations of Michya within the Beheres, within the discoloration. But the first Mishnah actually deals with the Shir, which we've mentioned many times, the Shir Kegris. But the first Mishnah defines it very carefully. The Mishnah starts, Gufashil Beheres, the body, the corpus of the Beheres, of the discoloration. Again, remember, Beheres is used now generically for all the four colors mentioned in the first Perek, and the additional four admixtures of red within those colors. The Gufashil Beheres is Gris HaKilki Meruba. It's the size of a Gris. The Rav explains Gris is a language of chatzi pool, of half of a bean. Something that's a bean that's been cut into two, but goris in general means to cut, to chop. And when we speak about learning also as gorsim, means I think it's grinding something into the person's mind, the gears of the Gemara. It's meant to be ground into the person's intellect. So Gufashil Beheres Kegris, it's a half of a bean. Akilki. Kilki was the name of a place, and the beans there, the Mefarshim say, were very large beans. Peres Yisrael brings down at Tosefta that the size of the gris that the Mishnah is speaking about is larger than the width of a person's thumb. So it's fairly large, and the Mishnah adds the word meruba. If it was square, a bean is not square. A bean is oval, elliptical, it's sometimes circular, but it's not square. So the Rav explains that if you would make a square out of the whole area of the beam, or someone to say if you took the length of the beam and made a square, the length of the beam by the length of the width, the length of the beam by the length of the beam would be the square, that, and then you have a Beheres. That square has to fit into the Beheres, has to be able to be placed into the Beheres for the Beheres to be susceptible to Tumah. If it doesn't fit into the Beheres, then it's not a Beheres that's susceptible to being Tumah. And the Mishnah goes on to give the precise shear. Mokum HaGris, the area of a Gris, is Teisha Adoshim. Is the size of nine lentils. Nine lentils is the size of a gris. Nine lentils is the size of a Beheres. Mokum Adosho, now the Mishnah further breaks this down, is Arbis Oros. Each Adosho is two hairs with a slight space in between by two hairs. So four square hairs. Arbo Adoshos. So if you have nine Adashim, and each one is four Saros, so the Mishnah concludes, Nimsu Shloshim Vishesh Saros. It's found nine times four is 36. So it's found that we have within a Gris 36 Saros, 36 hairs, with a little bit of space between each hair. Mishnah Beis, Beheres Kegris, if you had a Beheres the size of a gris, and now you have Ubo Michya Kadosha. Remember, the shear of a Michya of the patch of skin, of healthy skin, live skin, within the gris of the Beheres is an Adosha, is the size of a lentil. And we said that even though the Beheres has to be nine Adoshos, the Michya can be one of those Adoshos. It doesn't take away from the shear of the Beheres. We've had this before. Now the Mishnah says, so Ubo Michya Kadosha. Now, if you have a Beheres Kegris, the Michya Kadosha, so you have here the Mitzvah, the Kohen would see this person on the very first day, the person is Mukhlat. The Mitzvah would be Mukhlat, he'd be a full-scale Mitzvah. And yet the Mishnah says, Rofsa HaBeheres Temeya. If the Beharis increases, it's Tmeya. The Eliyahu Rabba, the Vilna Gaon, says Lavdafka Rab. So it's not exactly if it increased. In lo, afilu lo rab so Tmeya Mishum Mikya. Even if the Beharis didn't have grow, which is Pisoyon, that it's Tmeya Mishum Mikya. So the Mephorshim are a little perplexed by this. What is the Mishnah teaching us? So some want to say that it's a reference to a Mishnah we just had a day or two ago, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a Beharis and there was a Michya inside the Beharis. Then there was a Pisoyon. The Beharis grew and the Michya at the same time disappeared. So even though the Michya, the person was originally Tamei, he was Mukla because of the Michya, now he remains Mukla because of the Pisoyon. And some want to say that the reason why it's telling us this again is to drill into our minds, we might have thought that Pisoyon only works because the usual case of Pisoyon is after 1 week, after 2 weeks, it's after there's a case of a Beharis that's Tahar, that's not found to be Tame yet. So we might think that Pisoyon only works in a state of Tara. Comes along this mission to tell us again that even if the Beharis was already Tame because of the Michya, and then it was Pisoyon, and then it grew, the Beharis grew, and the Michya disappeared, the Mitzvah will remain would remain Tamei. The Tzoras is still Tameya. Nismata Tahora. Very simple din. If you had a Beharis with a Michya Kadosha, and the Beharis was originally Kagris, and then the Beharis shrunk less than a Gris. So even though the Mitzvah was already Mukhla because of the Beharis Kagris and the Michya Kadosha, nevertheless, if the Beharis shrinks below a Gris, the Mitzvah is no longer Tamei, because Beharis less than a Gris is not Mitamei, it's not a Simen of Tuma. So Nismata Tahora. Now we're going to have some girsa issues over here in the next phrase of the Mishnah. With Mishnah, let me conclude the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Rufsa Michya Tameya, Nismata Tahora." So the last part, Nismata Tahora, if it becomes less than Adash, then the Beharis is Tahor. That we understand. But Rufsa Michya Tameya. So the Rav had a different girsa over here. The Rav, it says like this, Rav Soha Michya, if the Michya grows in size, the Konsaha Beheres, and it enters into the area of the Beheres, so there's no longer an Adash on each side of the, it's no longer Mivutzeres, it's no longer centered, there's no longer an Adash on each side of the Michya. So Tahora, our Mishnah says, Rav Soha Michya Tameya. The Rav's Giris is Ravsa Tahara, the Ein HaMichya Mevutzeres, because the Michya is no longer Mevutzeres. That was the Rav's Girsa. So the Tosos Yamta points out, Harav Hetik Tahara. When the Rav transcribed this Mishnah, he read the Mishnah, he had it transcribed as Tahara, not Tameya. V'chein Harash, V'chein Hu Benuscho Sacheros, other versions of the Mishnah also. V'chein Girsa Sarambam, because of Harash. But the Rash himself wrote that the Rash is a Rishon, the Baal Tosfos Shanz, the Rav Shimshon ben Avram of Shanz from France, Sens, I think is Shanz in modern French, that because of a Rash, the Ishlahamid Girsas Tmeya, that we can still maintain the Girsa of the Mishnah that's in front of us, not the Girsa that the Rav works with. Kegon the Beharis Kegris below Michya. If you had a Beharis Kegris without the Michya, in other words, meaning if your Michya was there and the Michya rubs a Michya and the Michya grew, let's say became two Adashim, as long as the beharis is talking about a large beharis, means that the beharis is so, what the Rashi's language is, beharis gris below michya, that not counting the michya is there, but beyond the michya, you still have an area of gris, of pure white of the beharis itself, whatever the which shade of white or mixture of red that was white and red that was the beharis, that there was still a gris. Not counting the michya that's there, so even if the michya was that'd be very large, rub some michya till two adoshim, even twice the size. It was more than one adosh, was two adoshim, but there were now the beharis itself was instead of 36 36 square saros was now. Was now 64 square saros. It had, you had 2, 4, and 2, 8 by 8, 64 square saros, so that there were two adoshim still. The michya is four adoshim, but you still had two adoshim on each side of the michya. Then the beris and the michya are still tameya, even though the michya became large. And again, the smart tahara, if the michya became less than a adasha, then also the beharis with the michya, assuming there was no pisoyon in the beharis didn't change, didn't grow bigger, but the michya became smaller than a adasha, the smart tahara. With a reduced michya, it's less than an adosha, the tuma leaves the tzaras and it's tahara, it's pure.